I'm here speaking. And you should have enough of his spirit in you to know whether I'm teaching what God says or I'm just talking off the top of my head. He's given you his spirit. And all of you know the truth. What is the truth? Jesus was born of a virgin. He lived on this earth approximately 33.5 years. He died on an old rugged cross. He was buried. And he stayed in that place about 3 days. And after 3 days, he was what? Resurrected, raised again from the dead. After he was raised from the dead, what did he do? He ascended and took a seat at the right hand of God. Do you know anybody else ever done that? Do you know of any other man holds that kind of record? So you know the truth. So when anyone else starts speaking, talking about how what they are, what God they are, have you died on the cross? Have you suffered the penalty of death for mankind? If the answer is no, you say, get away from me because you're a phony. Because there's only one, and if you're not that Jesus, you are a liar. So if you don't speak from him and with his unction and anointing, I'm not listening to you. I want to accept what you have to say. I rebuke what you are saying. Anybody in the house? You're not going to fill me with garbage when I got the Holy Ghost and I'm a precious vessel unto the Lord to carry his anointing and live his life. I'm not going to let you put your junk in me. Because I have the light of the truth of the word of God. Hallelujah. Anybody here? Still reading from the New Living. But you have received, this is verse 27, but you have received the Holy Spirit. And he lives within you. So he lives within me. Where did he live? He lives within me. Now watch what happened because he lives within you. So that you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. You don't need anyone to teach you what is true. What do he mean? Somebody coming up with their doctrine. This is why it's dangerous to follow denomination. A person in a denomination can be right, but when they start teaching their doctrine and not Christ, it's dangerous. And you need to have enough God in you to know I ain't following that. That's why it's dangerous to follow religion, because religion sounds good, has some good things to say, but just enough to get you choked. But you better be a sticker and a follower of Christ. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so you don't need anyone to teach you. I got the Holy Spirit. So when I stand here as a shepherd to teach you, you ought to know whether I'm teaching by the Spirit or just talking by some stuff I read that man said. You need to know that. Because why? Why? Because the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit. And if you're of God, you know truth when you hear. You may not understand all of it, but you'll know this is truth because it'll bear witness. Then you can learn the truth. Then walk in the light of it. Like so many religious folks and even believers that do not know any better. They throw this term around too many people swallow it, won't even pay it any attention. God's in control. I know you heard it. You know God's in control. Wherever gonna be, just gonna be. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, that's a lie from the pits of hell. God not in control of this earth. How can he be in control here and give it to you? Come on, talk to me now. Don't sit there and look at me like that. Did not Jesus say, you go in all the world? He didn't say, I'm going. And if you think it's good, come on, follow me. He said, you go. And God said to Adam, behold, I give unto you dominion to rule over. And Jesus came and took that dominion back from the devil and then said, now you go in all the world. Hello, somebody. So you ought to know. But listen to what it says. For the Spirit teaches you what? Everything you need to know. If you for letting somebody else teach you, you're not going to find out what you need to know about God. Am I communicating? Are you hearing what the Lord is saying? Everything you need to know. And what he teaches is true. If it comes from the Spirit of God, if it's from the Word of God, keeping it in a proper perspective, it's true. God can't speak against himself. Hallelujah. It is not a lie. So just as he has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. Why? Because my life will flourish and blossom and grow and increase and excel because Christ is always on the move. Doing good things in me, through me, and for me. Hallelujah. This mystery of Christ, those who had never been told about him will see. And that's what you want to do as young people. See, you just, you know, you can get caught up in, it's all right to have a cell phone and this stuff, but if you get caught up in that and forget Christ, you have deceived yourself. And you're headed for deception. And so we have to tell you, let Christ be what you fall in love with and grow up in. Don't be ashamed to lift your hand. Learn to do it at an early age. So when you get my age, you're going to be sitting there. It won't be a problem to you. It just be a way of life. And you don't care who see you or don't see you. You don't have to have anybody to see you raise your hand. Hallelujah. You can raise your hand driving your car, but don't raise both of them. Keep one on the hood. So, those who have never been told about him will see. And those who have never heard of him will understand. Why would it? Because you have an anointing. You have an unction. You have ability on you. It destroys the yoke, clears up the muddy water so they can see through into and receive and accept this way of life. That God, through Christ, has provided this for you, 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 and everybody on planet Earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God planned this. Still reading from the New Living. Isaiah 52, 15. Isaiah 52, 15. I'm reading this from the New Living, okay? Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. And this is what's happening. Isaiah 52, 15, and he will startle many nations. Have you ever been startled before? Oh, my God, what in the world? Kings shall be speechless in his presence.